The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Sure Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى أهله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين والسلام على إمام ورهدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباده الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون We seek refuge in Allah from Shaitan the accursed, and we begin with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise him and we seek his aid. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon his noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we humbly ask Allah to establish the same prayers, the same peace, the same mercy and blessings upon all of his family members who followed him in purification. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and their followers in goodness and excellence to the day of judgment. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his peace as well as his mercy upon Imam Dr. Waterful Dean Muhammad. And we humbly ask Allah to establish peace amongst ourselves, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from. And to all of that we say Ameen. I openly bear witness that there is absolutely none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Allah calls our attention in the Quran, and he says, O ye who have obtained true faith, be mindful of Allah and fear him with a rational fear, and let every person consider what they put out for tomorrow, and be mindful of Allah, fearing him rationally, for surely he is aware of everything that you do. And do not be like those who forget Allah, so as a result he causes them to forget themselves. Verily these are they who are indeed the transgressing people. We want to openly testify that there is none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. We want to first and foremost give you the greetings of peace of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyya ala Kuli Hal. And I am your host, Imam Abdul Aziz. And we are broadcasting live on America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. And so as always, dear brothers and sisters, we want to first and foremost ask you to all be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant, Thomas Abdul Salam. And we also ask you to continue in your generosity on behalf of Imam Khalifa Ramadan and his family. And please include in your du'as the family of Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, his wife Aisha, and all of his family who he has, who remain with us. We want you to also be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Abdul Baqi Abdul Hamid, Imam Vernon Farid, Imam Ibrahim Pasha, Imam Muhammad Sadiq and his family, Sister Delilah, Al-Hajj Delilah Shaheed and Al-Hajj Lawrence Shaheed, Sister Aisha, the wife of our beloved brother Abdul Karim Abdul Hamid, our very own. We ask you to be generous in your supplication on their behalf. We also ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Rafiq Rasul and his family. At this time, we ask Allah to bless us when we're facing some type of trial or tribulation, when we're dealing with some things. We ask you to consider asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask on behalf of the fact that he is the Most High and the All-Powerful, the Wise, to aid us to stand up to whatever we're facing, that we may make good on it. And what we want to do is we also would like for you all to make dua on behalf of some of our brothers and sisters who are sick, who are going through a medical crisis. We also would ask you to please, if you can, make dua on behalf of my mother-in-law, Sister Darlene Akbar, Please be generous in your supplication on behalf of her and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant her a speedy recovery. And to that we say Ameen. So tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we've had tumultuous last couple of weeks. They've been very interesting. Been very interesting. 2020 has not let up since it came in. And so we want to just talk a little bit tonight about our current state of affairs. Many of you heard that we lost one of the all-time greats in basketball, Kobe Bryant, in the manner in which he returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes you all think, because he was such a young man, and he was rich, he had all of these things going for him. And, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had his way of showing us, telling us, reminding us. So the Prophet said, contemplate death for it reminds, right? It's as a reminder, right? Contemplate it. And I don't know about you, but just the last 24 hours have made me even more reflective, even more contemplative, even more inclined to thinking on the subject of death. And it's nothing to fear. It's just something that we know that's going to happen to all of us. And we as individuals who have families and loved ones, who have concerns, ought to take a lesson. We ought to take a lesson from every time we hear about someone returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should give us more grounds to reflect. It should give us more grounds to consider what we send out for tomorrow. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his wisdom says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first and foremost, but speaking to us, O ye who have obtained true faith, be mindful of Allah and fear him with a rational fear, and let every person consider what you put out for tomorrow. Very important piece of information. Wise instruction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not leaving out anything when he mentioned asking, telling us to let every person, everybody has to consider. No matter where you come from, what race you are, how old you are, what language you speak, what status you have in society, you see? Because just like death, judgment is also something that we have to consider. We have to consider what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for us in terms of judgment. In terms of our duty to him as servants, what does he intend for us? And then we have to ask the question as to what can we do as a means to make good on what he intends for us. What are we sending forward? What are we leaving behind? Are we establishing legacies? Are we putting good deeds on the scale? Are we helping anyone with our presence? These are some of the questions that we should be asking ourselves right now at this time. So our life up to this point, what has it amounted to? Is it a life that is enriching the lives of others? Or it's a life that has been somewhat of a liability? We all know the answer to the question as individuals. So Allah says, let every person consider what they put out for tomorrow. So the question is, what are we leaving behind? And what are we putting forward so that when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we won't have much to answer for. That's a very important proposition. But Allah motivates us with this discussion by telling us, let every person consider what they put out for tomorrow. Let everybody. No one's left out. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time to aid us to make good on what we put out for tomorrow, to make good on our commitment to praise Him, to serve Him, to make good as servants. It's very important that we understand that, because that's the whole purpose of us hearing about the demise of someone returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to that, we say ameen.
Muslim 360 Radio Network at am360.org on the dial. This is Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director for Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC, the parent corporation for American Muslim 360, and we welcome you to either our live programming or podcast, where we feature encore best of the best pre-recorded programming. We invite you to visit us at cwsc.us to view our live programming and podcast schedule and our calendar of events. For either live or podcast programming, you can stream at am360.org or dial 701-719-4197. Again, that's 701-719-4197, any hour of the day or night to enjoy 24-hour quality programming. For our live broadcasts, you can be part of the conversation in real time and share your opinion directly with the host or guest and audience. Just listen for call-in information during our live programming. We ask that you refrain from calling in while you're behind the wheel driving, even if you're using a hands-free device. We want you to be safe. Once you've pulled over or arrived at your destination, we welcome you to call into our studio. When it comes to our podcasts, over the years we've produced thousands of episodes with timeless knowledge applicable to the human condition. And although an episode may have been produced in the distant or near past, the knowledge shared is just as vital now as it was when it was recorded live. But we have to update you with our latest contact information and on how you can become a friend of the station and CWSC and help keep us the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. So grab a pen and paper or your smartphone to take down some important information. If you want to leave us a listener comment, or maybe you've got a programming idea you'd like to share, and we hope you do, here's how. You can email us at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. You can also record a comment on our listener comment line at 910-317-0297. Again, that's 910-317-0297. And we may even share your comment on air. You can send us a message on our website, cwsc.us. We're also on Facebook. And we ask that you like our page. Just look for Community-Wide Shura Conference. Shura is spelled S-H-U-R-A-A. Again, S-H-U-R-A-A. That's Community-Wide Shura Conference. And share our Facebook page with your friends. Tweet us at CW Shura. You can also find us on Google+ and the LinkedIn platforms. We also need your financial support, and it allows us to keep bringing you the quality programming you've come to depend on.
and your support allows us to expand our Intelligentsia services. To make your tax-deductible gift, look for the blue donate button at the top of our homepages at cwsc.us. Make a one-time contribution or become a recurring contributor and help us know we have your support each and every month. And of course, you can cancel at any time. If you want to mail in a contribution, make your check or money order payable to CWSC Inc. That's CWSC, INC. And send to Marina Village, M-A-R-I-N-A, Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Again, that's Marina Village, spelled M-A-R-I-N-A, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Finally, you should know that our broadcasting center is part of a family of Intelligentsia components, from scholarships and historical preservation programs to National Speakers Bureau, Think Tank, Volunteer Human Resource Network, and more. Unlike any other radio station, AM360.org encourages you to engage with the group intellect on any number of issues affecting society. And we offer you the opportunity to become engaged in working with the group intellect to help address the issues you feel passionate about. While you're at CWSC.us, look for MCNRD. That stands for the Model Communities National Resource Directory. It's a catalog of persons from around the country, just like you and me, who've listed their knowledge, their skills, and expertise, and are willing to help communities anywhere in the country. Plus, you get a chance to meet new believers and work on issues together frequently without leaving the comfort of your home. And it's all possible because of the MCNRD and the 21st century technology that Allah has blessed us with. So keep listening, and we hope you'll register in the MCNRD, because together we can remake the world. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And so we're back, and we're just broadcasting tonight, talking a little bit about, you know, the concept of contemplating mortality, and the Islamic perspective of that is that we should at all times reflect. And so when we hear about someone else, you know, this should give us a little more of a chance to think about our own mortality. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we want to open the lines up for some of you tonight, or if you have something that you want to say, a question that you want to, that you have, or, you know, some things that you may want to talk about, please feel free to press 1 on your phone, and we'll be glad to speak with you or let you make some comments, or if you have some questions, dear brothers and sisters. It's important for us as a community to reflect upon the status of our very own existence as a people, as individuals, as human beings, our community life is important. One of the biggest issues that we have is in society today is the inability for people to reflect and know the time. To know the time we're in, to reflect upon the time in which we're in. And so, with that being said, dear brothers and sisters, I'm going to bring in 504. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Praise be to Allah. This is Bilal from New Orleans, Louisiana. Alhamdulillah. There's some information that Allah blessed me to come in contact with. It's a directive that Imam Walter D. Muhammad had left us with Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. And reading his book, I found out so much that I thought I knew that was really some of it was incorrect, and some of it just wasn't the best that I could have gave out. So what I'm doing right now, I'm in the book, and I'm going to share some of the putting points on some of the information that I came across, and I seek Allah forgiveness for what I had been doing that was incorrect. Allah gave Prophet Abraham a position of father. In the book of Scripture, he was like others whose soul needed rest. He put the natural creation to the test. They did their best. The sun, moon, and stars could only go so far. Prophet Abraham needed our creator. Our book is the Quran. Prophet Muhammad is the man. We should pray this truth throughout the land. We should spray the truth throughout the land. Abraham was blessed with unshakable faith. We must realize that there's a lot at stake. Let's submit our whole self to God, Allah, before it is too late. Prophet Muhammad sacrificed all for the cause. Remember, no good deed would ever be lost. Let's be mindful of our obligation while we are out here in this society having a ball. Let's remind each other about what we were taught. Abraham didn't blame Shaitan. He stood up and knew that it was his fault. He knew what he had to do now that he had truth. He prayed for forgiveness from his Lord, repented and made amends. This is what we should do when we commit a sin. Abraham was a teacher and a great leader. Imam Muhammad left us directives. Share them with others so they would know how to live. Praise be to Allah. I'm thankful to Allah for Brother Ronald B. Shaheed and basically everything that I'm saying basically from the commentary of Imam Walter D. Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam to Allah, wa barakatuh. Thank you so much. Okay, so we have another caller, 401. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. And what I'm just starting to realize, as so many of our Muslim brothers and sisters are passing away, and so many of my friends are passing away, like week by week and month by month, so rapidly, it's almost like a rapid combustion. And also from going into newafricaradio.com and reading some of the lectures of Imam Walter D. Muhammad, I'm realizing more so than ever that we're all connected and that we all were created extraordinary. We weren't created bad people. We weren't created with all these bad things that people are doing now. We were created good. We didn't come out of our mother's wounds with a knife in our hand or a gun in our hand. So we're all extraordinary people. It's just when we learn wrong and do wrong that we have to be reminded of what nature we were created. And that's why we're all needed. We're all needed. We all have to lift each other up and motivate each other and encourage each other to be the good in the nature in which we were created. So I, at this moment, I think that's my work. And what I want to do is I want to look at the positive things, more positive things in people, and try to bring out the more positive things, because positive energy And positiveness will go a longer way than negativeness. And I'm starting to write about just everybody and everything, the good, the bad, and try to see what good is there in everything, to try to bring something together and think more positive, because positive energy will go a long way. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you so much, dear sister. And may Allah make it easy on you. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum. 704, please state your name when you call.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. Wanted to call in and give some information to our listeners. We are having an event that's coming up that is inclusive of various masjids in the Charlotte area. Masjid Ashahid, who's imam under Imam Khalil Akbar. We also have Masjid Al-Razak under Imam John Ramadan. We also have Masjid Ali Shah, who's under Imam Pasha. And we also have Imam Ronald Shahid, who's contributing, and Imam Tamir Mutakabir. And what it is, it's going to be a program that showcases our history of Imam W.D. Muhammad in his early stages. And we are going to be welcoming Imam Darnell Kareem and his wife, Sister Gloria, February 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And we'll kick it off Friday with Jumal with Imam Darnell Kareem. His wife, Sister Gloria, will also be doing presentations. We will have a historical display of various materials from the Nation of Islam, from the Muslim Journal to the Bilalian News, and our community is collecting very, very interesting antiques and items that will be on display, sort of like a museum throughout the weekend. But we encourage everyone to join us. We will have vending. We will also have a fireside chat, and I believe that's going to be facilitated by Imam Khalil Akbar and Imam Ronald Shaheen. So we welcome everyone. It is a 3-day weekend event. Again, vending is inclusive. And inshallah, my husband, Imam Abdulaziz, will be there contributing in the way that he does well. He does a lot of different activities with our masjid as well as various masjids around the country. So he'll also be there contributing in his own way via giving a lecture or presentation or just supporting. So we encourage all of us to begin to work together so we can grow in our deen. Thank you very much, and may Allah continue to bless us all. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alaykum. Imam Abdulaziz will be right back. I just wanted to thank the sister who called in previously. We do need to be more positive in our community. As-salamu alaykum. Okay. Allah gives us several signs in creation, and we have lost a lot of people in our community as well, and just wanted to keep reflecting on that, that life is precious, and 70, 80, 90 years is a very short time, so let's all remember to keep each other in dua and prayer, and also live our life like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed. And make sure that we are doing helping each other as much as we can, you know, to make it different.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Thank you so much, Sister Khalida. May Allah bless you. and reward you for your efforts and that good information. And so tonight, as we come to a close, we want to thank all three of those callers for calling in and your comments that you made. We're going to stop for a second. Little light station identification. Dear brothers and sisters, you're listening to my Ear Alan Cooley Howe. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360.
This is Imam Nazim Pasha of El Islam Based Conversations and Financial Literacy Equals Financial Liberation. CWSC invites you to join the National Dialogue Campaign and get the premier dialogue publication of the year. Hot off the press, we're pleased to offer the 2020 CWSC Limited Edition Remaking Our World Islamic History Calendar, a tribute to the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad. This beautiful publication is a 12-month wall calendar commemorating the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad and the history of an American Muslim community. This beautiful keepsake features El Quran and Hadith, a commentary of Imam Muhammad, Muslim, Christian, and Jewish holidays, the critically acclaimed contextual biography, Islam's Universal Beliefs, analysis of one of the most intriguing chapters in American Muslim and world history. And it marks the 10th anniversary of American Muslim 360 Radio Network. Purchase your limited edition copy today at cwsc.us. That's cwsc.us or order by phone at 910-317-0297. Remaking Our World Calendar 2020, chronicling the history of a community and an extraordinary legacy of leadership that brings America face-to-face with what Islam is and is not and what its presence means. But hurry, this limited edition dialogue publication will not last forever. Go to cwsc.us now. Together we can remake the world. Blessed 2020. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Nazim Pasha, host of El Islam Based Conversations and Financial Literacy Equals Financial Liberation, right here on AM 360. I'm honored to invite you to cruise with me and the AM 360 and the CWSE family to help celebrate the 10th anniversary of American Muslim 360 Radio and the building of our entire national intelligentsia. In March of 2020, we'll be departing the U.S. from Tampa, Florida, for a destination, the beautiful Western Caribbean island of Cozumel. We have so much planned for you, including pre-cruise interfaith events in Tampa, to a wonderful Juma at Sea, a grand gala, an award celebration, and a national symposium. Yours truly will join my fellow talk show host to bring the AM 360 Network and some powerful intelligentsia presentations live aboard the Paradise. In addition to a wonderful family, friends, and community cruise, more than 10 presentations are planned, from the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab and the Courtship Cafe to the Challenge of Technology, connecting with the global group intellect via the United Nations, to an intelligentsia presentation you won't want to miss on estate planning, with a special gift package reserved for cruise conferees. As a national talk show host, I'm blessed with the privilege of coming to you every week on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. And now I look forward to the honor of meeting you in person and celebrating with you aboard the Paradise. So visit cwsc.us, that's cwsc.us now, and get ready for a faith voyage of a lifetime and a celebration for all ages. Bon voyage. Assalamu alaikum.
We're back, dear brothers and sisters, and we want to tell you that we appreciate our callers. We appreciate the comments they make. We appreciate their input, their questions, and your intellect is definitely respected. So tonight, dear brothers and sisters, before we close out, we want to share with you just a couple of things on what we've been dealing with here at the Masjid here in the Bronx, New York. And we're sitting here in the Masjid now, and we try to do our broadcast from the Masjid. We try not to broadcast from anywhere else but the Masjid, because the Masjid is where things are happening. And so we try to accommodate the community by making sure that we are here. And the broadcast makes it even more special to come from the Masjid, Al-Masjidu Adam, which is the Community Life Center of Human Excellence here in the Bronx, New York, located on 183rd Street and Crotona Avenue. And we are going through some renovations now at the Masjid to the point where we are able to, inshallah ta'ala, be able to service our community more effectively. And one of those issues that we have found ourselves making an attempt to address is the community life services that cater to our seniors and our youth. And so in the next coming weeks, we're going to be unveiling the new renovated Abdul Qadir Dixon Senior and Youth Center, along with the Melvin Hassan Sparks Aftercare Center. And the Aftercare Center deals primarily with preparing our deceased. And so we want to make sure that even if our seasoned members don't have the resources, that we're able to take care of them. So we call it an Aftercare Center. An aftercare center doesn't sound as crucial as we say a funeral parlor or a janazah station. We just call it the aftercare center. Our seasoned members are very important to us. So we've actually been doing this work for the last 5 or 6 years, maybe even longer than that, dealing primarily with our seasoned members. And some of them don't even have any surviving family members. Some of them have family members, but they have nothing to do with Islam. And so they are fearful of what would happen to them provided they pass away. And so our Community Life Center for Human Excellence, Ashifa Incorporated, has been established for that purpose of making sure that our seasoned members don't have to worry about their aftercare. And so we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us to be in a situation to where we can at least provide some type of service to our community. Make no mistake, dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over all of these things. And when we think back, we're going to be asked about what did we do in our service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the service of our community. That's going to be the question. Now, many might think that after telling you all of this, we're asking you to send us money. No, not even. We're asking you, dear brothers and sisters, to keep us in your prayers, to keep making dua for us the same way you make dua for your family. Make dua for us, for those men and women who are out on the mission, trying to further the mission, trying to push the ball further up the field, trying to pay forward, trying to provide a service that is much needed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that help so that he may give us the ability to help ourselves, to help one another, to know one another, to grow one another, to be of some benefit to one another. That's our aim in the Muslim Ummah. That should be our number one priority, on coming together and helping one another and ultimately staying together, no matter what the circumstances is. When you listen to the title of this show, it's Ma'iyah ala Kuli Hal. And Ma'iyah is togetherness. Ma'iyah. Ma'a means to be with. Ma'a. It says, when we say it in Arabic, al-waladu ma'a akhi. The boy is with his brother. And so we look at this idea, Ma'iyah. Ma'iyah is togetherness. To be with, to be together. But to be unified. Allah is based on this idea. This is a preposition, ala kulli hal, togetherness under all circumstances. Ala kulli hal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Praise be to Allah under all circumstances. And kulli hal, every condition, together. We have to be together spiritually. We have to be together financially. We got to be together, man. We got to be on the same page, helping one another in business, helping one another in spirituality, helping one another in our social life, helping one another in community life, helping our youth, helping our sisters, helping our seasoned members. That's the goal, dear brothers and sisters. That's our mission. Forget about the acceptance of some other group. Focus on the group that you need to accept, that you're already a part of. Building that group up. Build them up. Help them. Recognize them. Big them up. Because that is our job. How are we to be of any benefit to anyone else if we are no benefit to one another? You want some other group to recognize you, but you're not even recognizing each other. That's something that we have to work on. May Allah help us. To that we say amen.
This is Dr. Aisha Kareem, CEO Emeritus for American Muslim 360. You know, nearly 10 years ago, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, Rahimullahu Alayh, the twin servant of peace, and I had a dream inspired by Imam Wuddin Muhammad, Rahimullahu Alayh, to provide all of us, especially the common believer, a place where their intellects would be respected and their voices protected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned what was once a dream into now a clear reality. It's been over a wonderful 10 years that all of you have joined this groundswell of community dialogue, work, and pride in what has become now an American Muslim institution beyond just one person or family, but now inclusive of a national group intellect. It hasn't been easy getting here, but then nothing worth fighting for ever is. It's taken a lot of dreaming, aspiring, inspiration, faith, financial sacrifice, and a great deal of work, and more work. And now the time has come to take a pause, to reflect and celebrate in grand fashion the building of the American Muslim 360 and our entire intelligentsia. I'm inviting you to join me, the network, CWSC, all of our supporters around the country and even abroad, and the masajid and other institutions, and all our faith brethren of Christians, Jews, and others for a grand celebration on March 5th, 2020. To the beautiful island of Cozumel in the Western Caribbean aboard the Carnival cruise ship Paradise. This is not a fundraiser, but a true celebration of you and the many thousands of voices and intellects that tune in weekly to share, think, and help remake the world. And that means that we're using the power of our group intellect to make this family, friend, and community cruise affordable for all. So visit CWSC.us right now to get the best prices. Although the cruise is in 2020, we only have until this month to get you the best prices. So don't delay in reserving your cabins and sharing the cruise with your family, friends, church, mosque, synagogue, or other faith institutions now. Finally, I want to thank all of our honorary participating institutions across the country who have joined with us in a great display of interfaith unity so that we might provide the best welcome for our interfaith brethren. Thank you for helping us spread the word, and I look forward to celebrating with all of you aboard the Paradise in 2020. Together, we can remake the world. Blessings always. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Dear brothers and sisters, you're listening to my Ayah al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we are grateful to Allah to have you with us this evening. We are especially grateful to have our dear sister, Khalida Akbar Abdul Aziz, with us this evening, and we're going to ask her to share a few words and close us out with a surah from the Quran or a dua, a special dua. But we will ask her to close us out. And before we get to that, I want to mention to you, dear brothers and sisters, that we have an opportunity as a community to continue this great legacy. And this great legacy, going all the way back to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it was impressed upon Imam Dr. Wanafuddin Muhammad, and more importantly for us, that interpretation, that example, that life, all of those years of training us. We were in a classroom for all that time, waiting for today. And so the question for us is, what are you going to do with all that information you had? And that's an important question, especially for us as a people. If we had been given 33 years of any other information, we would be considered, you know, the top of the class or whatever class that was. It's important for us to be realistic about the virtue of the level of information that we have, but also the obligation to do something with it. And I think that that's what Allah was telling us in 2008 when our leader returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was telling us, what are we going to do with the information that we had received? So it is my humble prayer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us as a group, as a people, as individuals, to make good on all of that information that has come our way, that we were able to see with our own eyes an example, and that we were able to rejoice in some of the most powerful, thought-provoking expressions of knowledge based on facts, our history, and so on. And so we ask Allah this time to help us make good on all that He has given us through the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the life of Imam Dr. Wanafuddin Muhammad and how he blessed him to understand how we can apply what was given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in 2020 in America. May Allah help us. To that we say amen. And so I guess we're not going to get Sister Khalida to come on because we've been waiting for her to come back on so that she could, so she can close us out, inshallah ta'ala. Nobody can hear.
It can't hear you.
Okay. Well,
we can't hear you.
You have to go about
then. I think that time is up. May Allah bless our community. As a matter of fact, here, you can use this. See if you can do it through there.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
I don't get it. You can mess something like that up. Turn it, just turn it off. I don't see how you can get mess something like that up. Here. We messed it up.
That's okay. This thing got so severe. I can hear you. You can't hear me.
But I don't know why they can't hear you. We messed it up. So maybe you don't know. But it's off now, so we can't get back on.